I know the scope of the conference was not to include the verses from 5 to 8, so I won't read them. But if we're going to put on, the only image that comes to my mind is the image of a coat rack. And if we're expecting company and you have all your coats and hats and everything else, when they come, they can't put their coats on there. You have to take them off. You have to take them off and put them away and then put on. And that's 5 to 8, taking off. And then when the company comes, the people we want to bless and be an encouragement to, they can, and I'm just saying that, then they can hang their coats. We can hang on these things, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, and all of that. But what I'm saying is, the first thing is, personally, if I'm seeking those things above from verses 1 to 4, in Christ, who is my life, is coming and going to reveal me, then I want to live in the good of it. He says to put off all these things. Get rid of everything that's going to hinder. Get rid of it. And then put on those things. They come and we're going to find singing. This one doesn't have it. Ephesians has it more, the Spirit. What I'm saying is the operation of the Holy Spirit helping us. We can't do it. We can't get rid of all this extra clothing and get rid of it and then hang on all these good things that are supposed to be there without the Spirit's power in us to make real to us the things that Christ wants real to us. Then they hang on us. Then people notice them in us, say, my so-and-so has this characteristic. That characteristic is Christ-like. Why is it Christ-like? Because the Holy Spirit has liberty to work in that life, to take off these things that must be taken off, and to put on those things that are godly and right and upright. And we're going to read them, all of those things. The first thing is lie not. We know in Acts chapter 5, they made a pretense of giving more. Ananias and Sapphira made a pretense of giving more than they had. They lied to one another. They'd also lied to the Holy Spirit. If we lie, we don't just lie to each other. We lie to the Holy Spirit. We make ourselves think that we can cover up something. And God knows very well, if we put off those things and put on those things that are right by the Spirit's power, there is power to live a life that's pleasing to God.